This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
We come to the daily devotional and we come to the Word of God. We're looking today at Matthew, the 11th chapter, and verses 29 and 30. And this is our series, our current series, Being Like Christ, and part 12. This is what the Word says. Jesus is talking, and he says this. He says, "Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light." Take my yoke upon you. First of all, what's a yoke? A yoke is a wooden beam normally used between a pair of oxen or other animals to enable them to pull together on a load when working in pairs. Think about that. A yoke being a wooden beam that is used between a pair of oxen or horses or whatever it is. And what it does is it enables them to pull together when there is a load. They can pull together. They can be together in this. And Jesus is saying to you today, take my yoke upon you. Jesus is saying, listen, you can't do this on your own. I don't want you to do it on your own. I want you to be yoked together with me. Another part of Scripture says, do not be yoked together with unbelievers. In other words, don't have this thing on so that you are joined, so that you are pulling in one way, but God wants you to pull one way, and Satan wants the other person to pull the other way. So it can't work. You see, Jesus is clearly saying here, when you are yoked with someone, you're pulling in the same direction. You're doing the same things together because you are together. And Jesus is saying, I want to be yoked with you. I want you to put my yoke upon you. I want to be pulling the same way you are, and I want to teach you. You see, Jesus is talking about teaching you because he is humble and gentle at heart. Those are two things that Jesus is saying. If you want to be like me, you've got to learn these lessons. You've got to learn, first of all, to be humble of heart. It's no good being haughty, no good being overconfident, no good being big-headed. You've got to be humble. Treat other people as you would like them to treat you. Love one another as Jesus has loved us. This is what he's saying. And the only way to do that is to be humble in heart. If you have not got a humble heart, how on earth can you love another person the way you're supposed to? You have to be humble to be able to love in that way. And Jesus says, I am humble and gentle at heart. In other words, his heart is wide open and it's very, very gentle. It's not harsh. It's not angry. It's not condemnatory. Jesus' heart convicts. When he's talking to you, when Jesus is teaching you, he's convicting you. He's saying, I want this for you so much. Jesus is saying to you right now, I want you to have a humble heart. And I want you to be gentle. I want you to have a gentleness instead of a harshness. Jesus is saying to you, you remember when you spoke harshly to that person? Or when you did that, it hurt them. And Jesus is saying, that's not my way. My way is the right way. My way is for me to pull with you. My way is for you and I to walk along that road together, says Jesus. Not to be judgmental, not to be harsh, not to accuse, not to judge, not to point the finger, not to point out someone's wrongs. That's not your job, says the Lord. That's my job, and I will do that through conviction, not condemnation. I want you to be gentle of heart, says the Lord. I want you to have a humble heart. Oh, the Lord wants this so much for you and I. He wants you to look to Him when things are going wrong. And if you are yoked together with the Lord, then Jesus is pulling you along. Do you see what I'm trying to say here? If you imagine a yoke going around two animals, one of those animals is going to be stronger than the other. And as the strong animal is pulling, the weaker animal is able to follow slightly behind, but go in the same direction. That is what Jesus is pointing out to us today. When we are yoked together with Him, when we are taking on the yoke of the Lord Jesus Christ, we're pulling in the same direction. And actually, because you are yoked, you can't get away. You can't pull away and go down your own road. You're forced to go the way that Jesus is going because He's the stronger one. He says, the yoke that I put around you is the yoke that I want you to have. Take my yoke upon you. And He says in verse 30, for my yoke is easy to bear, it's not heavy. And the burden I give you is light. In verse 28 of Matthew 11, Jesus is quoting that verse that I love to quote. And He goes so well with what He's saying. Come to me, all you who are weary and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And as He's saying that I'm going to give you rest, immediately after that He says, take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you. Let me show you the way. Because I'm humble and gentle at heart. And you will find rest for your souls. Now there's the point. When we are yoked with Jesus, when we walk along the road Jesus is mapping out for us, when we do that, He's saying, the yoke is easy and the burden is light. So the burden He gives us is so light. And there's a blessing. There is such a wonderful blessing to be achieved here when we go along that road, when we burden ourselves with the yoke of our Lord Jesus Christ. There is such a blessing. He says, if you do that, you will have rest for your soul. You will find rest in your soul. How often have you said to yourself, oh my word, I need some rest. Oh my word, I need some peace and quiet. Lord, my life is so crammed and busy, I need rest. I need peace and quiet. Lord, I need joy to flood my soul. Well, Jesus is saying to you today, if you take his burden upon you, for his burden is easy and the yoke is light. The yoke is easy, rather, and the burden is light. If you do that, if you are doing that, he says you will find rest for your soul. Now, he's not kidding. He's not making it up. He's telling you because it's true. He's saying to you, if you go my way, then you're going to find life so much easier. And there is going to be this magnificent rest for your soul. It is just wonderful to know that. But we have to make a decision. We have to make a decision what we're going to do. We're looking at this series, Being Like Christ, and we want to be like Christ. We want to emulate him. We want to follow his example. And he's showing you a way that you can do that right now. He's asking that question. He's posing that question, if you will. He's saying to you, please, I want you to do this. Take my yoke upon you. Don't just read those words in Scripture. Don't just glance over them and move on to something else. Do what Jesus is saying. I commend you to do that. Do that. Take his yoke upon you and upon me. And Jesus says, let me teach you. Because I know what I'm doing. The reason I know what I'm doing is because I am humble and gentle at heart. And you will find rest for your souls. Beloved, we're going to do that right now. And I want you to join me. I want you to join me right now, right at this moment. We're going to take the yoke of our Lord Jesus upon us, and we're going to be yoked with him so we drive in the same direction that he is. Say these words after me. Heavenly Father, I have heard your word, and I'm responding now in Jesus' name. Let me take your yoke, Lord, and be yoked together with you. For I know, Lord, your yoke is easy and your burden is light. And you will give me that rest I so need. Father God, teach me once again how to be humble. And teach me, Lord, to have a gentle spirit, a gentle heart. Holy Spirit, I ask you now, in Jesus' name, to change the way I think. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen. Beloved, I want you to give glory to Almighty God. Wherever you happen to be, just give him a hand clap and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, for what you have done for me today and you continue to do. Every day in the mighty name of Jesus. For he so wants you to do the right thing, to go the right way, and to love him, and to love your brothers and sisters as he loved you first. Heavenly Father, you are awesome. We're going to worship. And I'm looking forward to this so very much.